Are robocalls driving you out of your mind? It's okay. AT&T might be here to help. They can now block them before they even ring if you have the right phone.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. You'd be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't agree that the dreaded robocall situation at the absolute worst possible time, more often than not, is totally out of control. These automated spam calls assuring you of your credit options or your last chance to win a vacation to Tahiti are so common, they seem virtually inescapable, but perhaps not totally. That's why AT&T has a new smartphone app called Call Protect that aims to get rid of some of this robocall harassment. Here with the very latest on that is the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. So Nathan, the robocall situation is completely out of hand, but it seems like it's more inescapable as of late. So luckily, AT&T is here to help us out a little bit with Call Protect. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, basically, this is kind of a major acknowledgement from AT&T's part that it's bad enough that they have to do something on a carrier level. And what this is an application that can block robocalls on the network level. The way that works is if there is a phone number that they have determined has been linked back to some robocalls or some harassment or some spam. They're also using some third-party lists for such numbers. And users of the apps, if you get called from a number and it's a robocall or it's spam or something like that, you can report that. And if enough do, AT&T will take that into consideration and block those phone calls. And what happens in that case is before the phone call even reaches your device and rings your number, it's blocked, and then the app sends you a notification saying, we just blocked this number, and this is the time, so that, you know, say, for example, you know, your aunt's calling you up, and somehow this app mistakenly thinks, I think she's a robocaller, and mistakenly blocks it, you can unblock it.
Oh, so yeah. This is a good start, but I just want to make clear, who exactly can utilize this? You need to be with AT&T and have their HD voice service activated, right?
Exactly. Right now it's for a very limited subset of AT&T users. So you have to be on AT&T, and you have to be using one of about 22 different phones. Now, luckily, those are, you know, some of the most desirable phones you could get. Mm-hmm. That would be like, you know, the latest iPhone 7, 6S, or the SE, the Samsung Galaxy S6, or the Galaxy S7, some phones from LG. So they're pretty nice handsets, but, you know, there's a very small selection. And those devices are compatible with what AT&T calls its HD voice service. And that is a free service. You don't have to pay extra, and you don't have to pay extra for this app. But it's kind of a little perk that AT&T offers on its latest and most expensive phones. Mm-hmm. And if you are fortunate enough to be able to afford one of those, then you're good to go.
Gotcha. So for those of us who aren't AT&T customers at all, are there any apps out there that can help with the problem of spam calls in general?
Yeah, actually, there are a few third-party apps that, like this app, are available for iOS and Android. One of the most popular ones is called Hiya. And in fact, AT&T did use some help from Hiya to make this application their Call Protect app. That one's very, very popular, and it does the exact same thing. Another one is called No More Robo, and there's another app called Truecaller. So those three applications are some of the best. Joanna Stern, my colleague, who's one of our consumer tech columnists, she actually wrote a column about this back in June. And had some great data that it showed that robocalls have basically, you know, blown up since 2011. There's more than 1.5 million robocall complaints that the FTC basically receives each year. Mm-hmm. And they've even gone so far as to say that this is one of the most pressing issues and the thing that they get the most consumer complaints about. And in fact, the CEO of AT&T is on what's called a robocall strike force,
okay,
which sounds like an 80s cartoon, but
yeah, it does.
It's a real thing. So, Hiya, NomoRobo and TrueCall, those would be three applications that do similar things as far as blocking the phone, but they work slightly differently, which is something to keep in mind.
We're talking AT&T's new app aimed at fighting robocall harassment. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. So, Nathan, incidentally, is the fact that such a high-ranking person at AT&T who is involved in this 80s-sounding action force against robocalls, yet it's obviously very important, is that what got this done for AT&T? And can we expect the other usual suspects, you know, carriers like Verizon, Sprint, to follow suit?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a big part of why AT&T might be, you know, out the gate here a little bit ahead of some of their major competitors. You know, Sprint, Verizon, you know, T-Mobile, U.S. Cellular, everybody knows it's a problem. You know, anybody with a cell phone, much less a smartphone, knows this is an issue because a lot of us are getting these calls multiple times a week. I mean, I'm getting as many as, you know, two or three a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my brother, he doesn't have it as bad, but he'll get a couple a week. So it's a problem for seemingly everyone. You know, as far as other carriers who don't have their own bespoke app, some are basically looking into this and have said as much that this is a persistent problem, and they're looking at applications or network level technologies to see, you know, how they can address it. So I'd expect similar moves from some of AT&T's rivals next year.
Okay, well, we're waiting. Thanks, Nathan. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Nathan Oliwadez-Giles. Covers all things tech for the Journal. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.